So SpaceX just IPO'd, and Elon Musk is officially the world's first trillionaire. So the question is this a failure of capitalism? So first, how rich is he really? And how much money does he have? Well, luckily anybody with two warm brain cells left knows that he's not sitting with a bank account that has $1 trillion in it.
Is that the $1 trillion bill in his hand?
That would be pretty careless of me, wouldn't it? I keep the real bill right here.
Wow, that must be worth a fortune.
So we're going to make this video for everybody who actually understands what the word equity means. He built companies that became valued at over $1 trillion. But it's important to get some perspective on exactly how much wealth this is, because it's really easy to be confused by the number and fail to recognize what the number itself is actually telling us. So let's take it back for a second. Andrew Carnegie was a similarly monumental and incredibly successful figure in his time. He built an organization, Carnegie Steel, that lowered the price of steel, the literal input into everything in the economy, in the Industrial Revolution and post. Every manufacturing machine, all of the machines that make our food, the pieces of our car, everything that makes the toys, the computers, the every single thing in the economy. The most foundational material he lowered the cost of in a few short decades by 90%. This is in no small part one of the reasons why the Industrial Revolution was one of the greatest periods of increasing standards of living in the United States history. Lowering the price of one of the most critical materials in all economic input by 90% is no small part of the success of that era. He sold Carnegie Steel to J.P. Morgan in 1901 for $480 million.
Is that all?
Now that doesn't seem like much, but everybody kind of understands, generally speaking, that money's not worth the same as it used to be, but very few really conceptually understand what that means and how profound that is. So the entire monetary base at that time was somewhere between $8 to $12 billion. So for easy math, we'll call it 10. $480 million is about 4.8% of the monetary base, or the economic wealth distribution of things that are available in the economy. For a company that was so monumental at changing the cost of all inputs for all things, $480 million or 4.8% actually seems to make a lot of sense. Now let's do Elon Musk. This crazy autistic dude has managed to create three insanely successful companies on three essentially impossible goals that everybody said were going to fail. First, EV, electric vehicles that were competitive to gas cars, and specifically in a completely new car company that competed with incumbents, which was almost unheard of. The line of companies trying to compete in the American market as a new car company, building and designing cars in a new way, the list is very, very long, and it's all graveyard. Second, satellite internet. This was another one where he was told numerous times, never going to work. Starlink now has tens of millions of customers and is exploding. The trend is incredible. And he has literally brought communications and internet connections to the entire world. He has made internet globally accessible into all of the corners in which the internet infrastructure, the wire infrastructure, simply cannot reach. Or more importantly, it is unprofitable to do so. Satellite internet is another area of the economy that is nothing but a graveyard. It's nothing but failures. And that's why nobody else would take it on, because they were like, that's not going to work. It continues to not work. And then number three, SpaceX. He wanted to build reusable rockets, rockets that you could send up, drop stuff off, and that would come back down and land on a platform, or that you could catch it with chopsticks. And he did it. He did it. It actually worked. Yet again, He succeeded in some ridiculous task, and he has literally lowered the cost of getting a kilogram of material into space by more than 90%. It was $18,000, and now he has gotten the cost down to $1,400, a price so cheap that I am sitting here wondering, do I need to send anything into space? So, his portion of his companies make him own value that is over $1 trillion. I think it was $1.1 trillion. But what's the monetary base today? Because obviously it doesn't compare to $480 million in Carnegie's day. Well, the monetary base today is about $23 trillion. Do the math, it's about 4.7 or 4.8%. Almost the same as Carnegie. Similar impossible achievement, similar drastic reduction in the price of critical infrastructure that affects every other thing in the economy, similar return in the amount of value that they've produced for the economy. And thus, they own. If this was actually a failure of capitalism, it would be that somebody owned 4.8% of the entire economic base worth of value, and they hadn't done anything. The price of steel was exactly the same. Or worse, the price of steel had gone up. Or the price of getting something into orbit was 50% more expensive because somehow he just monopolized all of the infrastructure and decided to jack up prices. But neither one of our examples did that. They only succeeded because they drastically lowered the cost. They made something more affordable. They succeeded because they actually succeeded at what they wanted to do. That is the thing that capitalism is supposed to reward. There are plenty of failures in the economy. There are plenty of corrupt and evil rich people who do the other thing. But these are literally the few examples that don't fall into that category. So why $1 trillion? What's the significance? Why does the number seem so big? The failure that this demonstrates is not a failure of capitalism. It's a failure of our government and central bank. It's a failure of fiat money. That $1.1 trillion today now buys you what used to only cost $480 million. Elon's trillion is not unlike the fact that every new blockbuster every few years comes around and breaks all of the records. When the reality, if you actually understand the failure of our money, the largest box office grossing movie in history is not Titanic. It's not Avatar. It's not Avengers Endgame. It's Gone with the Wind. It ran for 3 years, and in inflation-adjusted dollars, it pulled in somewhere between $4 and $5 billion. The problem is that we're measuring wealth in a failing metric. It always looks like the next guy's that much more wealthy, and it's that much more concentrated when it's actually not even slightly the case. It's a trick of accounting. We've been defrauded by the record-keeping system.
There's no intent to defraud here.
Think about it. If your tape measure, if the feet on your tape measure are getting a little bit shorter every single year, you can keep measuring the exact same house and it will appear to get bigger and bigger and break records every single year. But it's not. It's the failure of your tape measure that you are actually watching play out. While you sit there and get mad at the house that hasn't moved for taking up more space.
What is this?
To me, Elon's trillion-dollar companies are great. He built it from practically nothing. He literally made $180 million from building PayPal and could have just retired. He could have done nothing. Instead, he literally took his profits and did three things that people said were impossible and that he was going to fail at. And he did them because he just wanted to do them and he thought they were important to do. And so he put all of his money into it. And this literally after he lost $100 million of his dollars and Tesla was about to go bankrupt and SpaceX was about to go bankrupt, he decided to say, I'm all in because I just want to make this work. I want to succeed. Great. Isn't that exactly what we want? Isn't that the whole point? Isn't that the excuse that the government uses for issuing money is that it's going to pay off more because we'll build stuff that's useful? That's exactly what we want. Otherwise, we wouldn't have SpaceX. It would still cost $18,000 to send a kilogram of crap into space. We still wouldn't have an internet alternative that's globally accessible. We wouldn't have a electric car that competes with all of the incumbents. And it's actually a really cool car. And on top of that, drives itself. He built a bunch of crazy stuff. Good for him. The real story isn't that Elon has more wealth than anybody else in history. It's actually that our government and central bank have failed so miserably that we can't tell how much wealth he has created in comparison to everyone else. They have managed to take the most important asset in the economy, the very thing we use to measure, store, and communicate value in every tradable sense across the economic system, and destroy 99.95% of its value. They've turned it into a manipulated pile of garbage whose true job is actually to serve the counterfeit class and prop up a failed and corrupt banking system. So no, I'm not mad at the guy that made steel 90% cheaper. No, I'm not mad at the guy who made it 90% cheaper to send a kilogram of material into space. But yes, I am very mad at the government and central bank that has made literally everything 2,000 times more expensive because it's destroyed the very mechanism by which we store and save in order to actually achieve what we are trying to achieve in our lives. They counterfeited our money, they stole our future, and they have the audacity to stand up in front of us and say that it was for our benefit because if we get poorer, we will work harder, and that will be good for the economy. Elon Musk is the first trillionaire, and that should make you mad as hell at the people who run our money. And this is exactly why I teach about this. I teach about the economics, and I teach about Bitcoin, the money that actually has a chance of getting us out of this crap. What if everything naturally got more affordable? What if when Elon lowers the price of getting everything into space by 90%, the prices of everything literally started falling by 5%, 10%, you know, everything that relies on communication and transportation in order to organize and deliver it. So, everything. If this doesn't make you ask, but is there an alternative? Because there is. There is a solution to this problem. It's simply a better money. And importantly, one that you can own without counterparty risk, that doesn't have a manager that can destroy it, and one where you can hold your own keys. That is Bitcoin, and I highly recommend, if you have Bitcoin or if you started saving in Bitcoin, please withdraw it from your custodian or your Coinbase or Swan or River, whoever it is that you use, and get it on a BitBox. Get it on a hardware wallet that is safe and secure. I've got an affiliate link right down in the show notes. It's a great way to support my work and also save yourself some sats so it doesn't cost so much. It's intuitive, it's easy to use, and trust me, you'll thank me for it. I'm curious your comments though. Do you agree? Are you mad that Elon's a trillionaire? Post it down in the comments below, and I'll catch you on the next episode.